Hi there, my name is Lupa, speaking on a recorded line.
Hi, I have
Hello.
a transfer on the phone.
Oh, hi
Her
there.
name,
Okay.
hi, her last name is Mondesir, Mondesir.
All right, let me confirm that with you
Sephora.
again, because I have the first and last name here. I'm just going to confirm it. It's TULANI as the first name, and then the
Yes,
last
sir.
name, I thank you. And then for the last name, I got MONDESIR.
Yes, sir.
All
Do you
right,
have
and
her
then
phone number?
yes, 702-343-5326. Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, sir. Awesome. I'm gonna go ahead and transfer her.
All right, thank you so much.
Miss Montessori, you're in good hands.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Transferring you now.
Right, thank you so much. Hi there.
Okay.
How you doing today? What
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good myself. Once again, I just want to say my name is Lupe. We're speaking on a recorded line. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim already?
No.
No? Okay. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, haven't signed any documents with any other law firm? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Alrighty. So you are willing to affirm. Thank you for confirming. And then, have you used any hair straightening chemical or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I, excuse me, yes, I have.
Yes, you have. Okay, thank you for confirming.
Yes.
And then, were you diagnosed with the cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, sir.
And then, if you don't mind me asking, what were you diagnosed with?
Stage one ovarian cancer.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And you said that was ovarian cancer, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty, just putting that down here for you. And then, you would be filing this for yourself, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, thank you for that. And then, when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer? Do you remember the month and day? The month and year?
Yes. July 18th, 2023.
Thank you so much.
No
Alrighty.
problem.
And then I'm just gonna put that through. So I got here 7/18 of 2023. All right, and then what state do you live in right now?
Las Vegas. I mean Nevada, I'm sorry.
Nevada? No, you're good.
Nevada.
Nevada? Okay, let me check something here real quick
Yes.
for you, okay? Bear with me here.
Okay.
Nevada. All right, found it here, which is 18 months for today, which is new June 9th. June 9th. Alrighty. All right. All right. So it's asking here for your diagnosing doctor name. Do you know your diagnosing doctor name?
Yeah. You
Right.
re oh, are you ready?
Oh yeah, I am ready. Can you please provide me with the name
Okay.
of the doctor?
Yes. Dr. Heather Bacala, Bacala.
Alrighty, and then that is in Las Vegas, right?
That is correct.
Oh, she came up. I see here. Let's see here. Right. Gonna put down here, Dr. Heather Kala. Alrighty, and then it's asking here for the diagnosing doctor address. What was the hospital where you were diagnosed?
It was Mountain View Hospital.
You said it was Mountain what? I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. That's okay. Mountain View
Oh,
Hospital.
Mountain View Hospital. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, Dr. Heather Bacala. All right, just gonna look this up here. Alrighty, and it was it the Mountain View Women's Health Clinic, Suite 310? This one's in it says 2880 North Tenaya Way, ST-310, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tiana Way. Yes, Tiana Way.
Okay. But that is the name of the facility, right? Mountain View Women's Health Clinic, and it is in Suite 310.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for confirming that
No
address.
problem.
Put down here the address. Alrighty, it's asking for the doctor's phone number. And then the phone number here I have is 702-255-3547. Would that be correct? I'm getting this off Google. I'm not sure if you have a different number on your end.
Well, that would be the number that I had. I don't know if it's okay.
So the number I provided is correct. The 702-255-3547. Okay. Thank you so much for confirming that. Alrighty.
No
All right.
problem.
And then it's asking here, did you use any hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year before being diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
Before, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you would use it for more than four times in a single year. Okay. That would be a yes. And then the next question here, it's asking, on average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer before you were diagnosed? So on average, like how many times per year would you use the hair relaxer? Was this like monthly type of
Think I look
thing?
at it was like probably monthly or every other month. It would all depend on my stylist
Okay, so
and my
like
hair
every
color.
other, okay, but it was definitely more than four times per year, right? Because you would like do this like every
Oh
like one
yeah.
month and a half or so. Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
What would you say like an
Like every
estimation?
6 weeks or something.
Every 6 weeks. Okay. Would you say like
Something
10
like
times
that.
per year, 9 times per year? What would you say? Like on average per year?
10 times maybe?
You said like
Eight
eight
to ten,
times,
about
maybe?
10. 8 to 10, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put down eight, okay, on an average on how many times per year. I put down eight, okay? All
Okay.
right, thank you so
Okay.
much.
Yeah.
And then it's
That
asking
sounds
here,
right.
thank you. And then it's asking here, is a client a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All righty. Can I get your date of birth?
Yes, June 10th, 1977.
You said June 10th, 1977, right? Sorry, so 6, I got 6/10, 1977, and then let me write that down so I don't. Alrighty, 1977, and then it's asking you, were you diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
And then this is just a referral question. Do you have any other friends, families, or loved ones that also used a hair relaxer and may have been affected due to using it?
I'm pretty sure I do, yes.
No worries. So you don't know anyone else, right? You just want me to put no for that. You're fine.
Yeah, I don't know right at the moment. Like, I don't have their numbers right now.
Oh,
But
I
I'm pretty
see.
sure I do.
Okay, what we
Yeah.
can do at the end of the call, I'm gonna be texting you all the attorney information, and I'm gonna be texting you on my direct number, so you could be calling me or texting me with any other question after we're done with this call if you have any. But right there on that direct number, feel free to give me any other like friends or family numbers number in case they've ever been affected and you find out. But yeah, that'll
Okay.
be it for that question. And then the next question here is saying, what state did you use hair relaxer? Is that Nevada?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then it's asking here, when did you start using the hair relaxer and when did you stop?
I started about March of 2014, and I stopped about June of 2023.
June of 20, you stopped in, okay, so I got for,
23.
st oh, 23, sorry about that. So I got started March 2014 and stopped June 2020, 2023. So I'm gonna put that down here for you, okay?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bear with me here. So June. Alrighty, and then it's asking here, how often did you use or apply these products? Was this like weekly, monthly, 4 times per year? And I remember you said it was like around like 8. So would you say that like this was like a monthly type of thing?
Like every 6 weeks, right?
Every 6 weeks. Okay, so there's only five things that lets me choose. It's up to you what you want me to put down. It says weekly,
Oh,
monthly, four
okay.
times per year, less than four
Monthly.
times per year. Okay, monthly. Okay, got you.
Monthly, yeah.
Thank you so much for that. And then how many
No problem.
consecutive years have you used the hair relaxer products? So like how many years consecutively have you used it? So by the start and end year, it looks like let me see here. Nine. So it's 9 years of usage. How many consecutive years
Yeah.
would you say you used it? Would you say it was like about nine?
The whole math.
Oh, the whole nine? Okay. Thank you for confirming that. I'm putting that down. Nine. And then
No problem.
next question here. It's saying, did you receive a hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both? Was this like a salon, home, both?
Yeah, both.
You would say
You can
both?
get me on both.
Oh, okay. If the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase a product from? Like Walmart, any other like
Walmart.
you would say
It was
Walmart?
Walmart.
Alrighty. And then if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number. Do you remember the salon name? I can help you with that as well. I can look it up if you're
Honestly, within the 9 years, I cannot remember. But a lot of
No
times I
worries.
did it a lot of times I did it at home.
Amount of time. Okay, so you're really unsure of the name of the salon that you would go to when you would go to a salon, is what you're trying to say? Okay. So you want me to put unsure of the name of the salon?
Well, 'cause I used to go to people out, like in their house. So
Oh,
it
I
wasn't an
see.
actual salon.
I got
Right.
you.
It
So
was
you would.
someone
So you want me to just put down home then,
someone
since it was kind of like just at home, it wasn't really like at a salon.
Right, yeah. It was on some it was home.
So you want me to put both or home or salon? Sorry about that.
No, home.
Home? Okay.
Home.
No worries. I put down home.
Yeah, for
And then
sure.
it's saying here, do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No.
No. All right.
Currently no.
Thank you. And then it's saying here, do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Oh, no.
No? No, that's fine. So that'll be a no. Okay.
No.
Alrighty, and then its next question here would be, which brand name products have you used? So I have here a list of the names of the products that I can name here. Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me, Optimum, Cantu Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB, ORS Olive Oil. I can go on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's a lot.
That sounds so it's so terrible. I feel like I've used majority of those.
Yeah, I know. And for the most part, if you want me, because it only lets me choose one, but there's a little section in the bottom. I can
Oh.
actually put a few other ones that if you remember, like quite a few you used, I can put it down here, the
Well,
names.
the most I used was
Okay.
Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Perfect. I was just about to ask that too. Which
Consistent.
one's the most, yeah, the most like consistent brand that you would use? So it's Dark and Lovely, I
Yeah,
see.
that's my
Okay.
consistent.
Alrighty. And then do you want to mention the other ones you used as well? Or do you just want me to mark down Dark and Lovely?
It's up to you, 'cause that's badly.
Yeah.
I've used a lot
No.
of
Yeah, no, you're no worries. I would just leave
those.
it blank for now. I just left Dark and Lovely. We should be good for now. Thank you so
Okay.
much. And
Okay.
then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? So like when you first started, did you? Yeah. Okay, so that would be a yes. I see. Alrighty. So next question here, it's asking what type of treatment did you receive? Like, did you receive any chemotherapy, any pain medication?
Yes, I have both of those actually.
Oh,
And I have
okay.
to get a yeah.
I'm
And
really
I have
sorry to
to
hear
get
that.
a oh, it's okay. And I'm done with my children.
I
And I got
see.
my ovaries removed. Both my
Oh,
ovaries removed.
really sorry to hear what you went through. So, quick question. For the chemotherapy, do you recall how many cycles you received?
Yes, I had to do 6 cycles,
Six
and it was
cycles?
for a total of 6 months. Yes.
6 months. Oh, poor thing. Okay. So I have here 6 cycles, and then I put down pain medication as well because I overheard you say that. I'm gonna put
Yes.
down pain medication as well. Okay. And then it's asking here treatment date. Was this like a few days after you were diagnosed where you received the treatment?
We stayed a couple, it was like a month.
More like a
The
month.
date was
Okay.
in August. Yeah, it
Okay,
was
yeah,
like
because you were,
August.
alrighty. So you were diagnosed. Yeah, you're right. So you were diagnosed in July. It was like July 18th of 2023, and then you said a month after, so that would be August of 18.
Yeah.
Okay, no
Well,
worries.
I don't know the exact day, but yeah.
No. Yeah, like an estimation, like a month
Approximately.
after. You're fine. That's what the attorneys will pull
Yes.
up the medical records. So thank you so much. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you said August, which is 8. And then 18, 2023, which was your treatment date. And then the treating doctor name, was that the same doctor you provided earlier? The
Yes.
same doctor treated you? Okay. Just gonna do a little copy and pasting for you, okay? Bear with me here.
Okay.
Heather Bicala. Doctor's name, Bicala. My treating doctor's address. But you would say to the best of your knowledge, you can't see him. That's your understanding. Okay. And then you did down the phone number.
My phone number?
Oh, no, sorry about that. I'm just talking to myself. I'm putting
Oh.
down the doctor's phone number for the treating. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All righty.
No
Thank you.
worries.
And then just for the recording, can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Thank you so much. And then it's
No
asking
problem.
here, can I get your first and last name? But I already have it, so I'm just gonna confirm this with you, okay? So for your first name,
Okay.
I got it spelled as TULANI. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you
Yes.
so much. And then do you have a middle name? Do you
Yes.
have, I could just put down the first letter of your middle name.
M.
M as in Mary, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And then your last name I got as MONDESIR. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Thank you so much. And then,
No
like I said,
problem.
for the medical records, can you please provide me with your social security number?
Yes, it is 337-827-441.
So I'm just gonna repeat this for you. 337-827-441.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And then I'm just gonna confirm your email address because I already have it here on file. When they transferred you over, I have down here as TMOND77@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you so much. And then your primary phone number I have down here as 702-343-5326. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Thank you so much. And then is this phone number your mobile phone?
Yes.
Alrighty, marking that down. And then when we finish these this intake here, I'm gonna hit the submit button. It's gonna send you over some documents, which is gonna need some signatures. As soon as you sign them in a couple of days, the attorneys are gonna reach out to you to tell you the next steps. Which is the best way for them to contact you? So what's the best contact preference for them? Phone, text, or email? It only lets me choose one, unfortunately.
The best, I think, would probably be text.
Text.
But sometimes my calls don't, yeah, some of my
Okay.
calls don't go through.
No worries. What's the best time of day for them to text you? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime.
Any?
Anytime.
Anytime.
Anytime,
It only lets me choose one as well. What would be the best time for you, you think? Like morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning? Gotcha.
Morning.
And then right here, part of the intake, it's asking for your primary contact address. Can I please have your address?
Yeah. 454.
454.
East Twain Avenue. And that's apartment 87. T-W-A-I-N.
All right, so I got... All right, and then what state with this? In Nevada, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got 454... 454 East, and then space Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, space
Twain.
Avenue? Oh.
It's Twain.
Oh, okay. All right, now it came out now. So it's 454
okay.
East Twain T-W-A-I-N Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. And then I put down apartment. What was apartment number again?
87.
All right, got you. So I'm going to repeat this one more time. Let me just put down Nevada here for you because it did not populate here. I'm not sure why. All right, so I got down here 454 East Twain Avenue, apartment 87, Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada, 89169.
Correct. Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. And then right here, it's for the medical records. It's saying, do you have a copy of the medical records for the ovarian cancer?
I believe I can find them.
Okay, no worries. And if but you do know they exist though, correct? That's all. Okay.
Yeah.
And then if you were to find them, what was the best way you can provide these medical records? By mail or electronically or both?
Possibly either way.
Either way? Thank you so much for providing that. And then we just request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunately happens to you, ensuring that we continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where the clients have been unresponsive. So this is totally up to you if you would like to provide an emergency contact. Would you?
I don't really have any.
No,
really
no worries. This is just, yeah, it's optional. If you don't have one, it's totally okay. I'm just going to put here and not applicable, so you're fine. All right. So everything, yeah, you're doing great. Everything looks good. You literally just flew through this, so you did really great. If you can if you can just bear with me, I'm just going to go over this intake form we filled out together and make sure I didn't miss out any, you know, anything on my part and my end before I send these documents over to you, okay? So just bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a quick hold, okay? Shouldn't take too long.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Alrighty, and before I send these over, I want to confirm your birthday one more time. It's 6/10/1977, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, everything looks great. I'm going to see and send this over. And then when I send you documents, what would be the best way for you to receive them? Would you want me to send them through your text or through email or both? Because it lets me have an option on either or? Okay.
Oh, okay. Probably both.
Probably both. Okay,
I
got you.
Yeah.
Sending now. All right, it's just it's loading real quick on my end, but I'll let you know if you received it right now. I'll let you know if it went through.
Okay.
Just click submit. Yeah, everything should be great. It says you should be receiving it at any time on my end.
Is it? Guadalupe.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, Guadalupe at Mass Tort Strategies.
Okay.
Perfect, yeah. So, yeah. And then if you click on the link on the message, it will take you directly to that document.
Okay, I see DocuSign.
Yeah. That's actually a great question. All the other clients I've ever spoke with, we had an issue when they pressed no. I'm unsure why. I believe I would have to send the document again. Yeah. Believe you would have to
Oh, no,
approve
that's
that.
fine. Oh, that's fine. That I was just making sure.
No, no worries. Thank you so much. All right, and then while you do that, I'm gonna text you my direct line while you do that, okay? So no rush.
Yes, I'm done. Oh, I think I'm done.
All right, let me check on my end. Refresh here. Oh yeah, it says here completed. And then yeah, you did a great job. You were pretty quick. I do want to let you know,
It was fast.
yeah, you went through it quick. Great job. Before I let you go though, I just want to let you know, the attorneys will reach out to you in a couple of days, since you already signed it. Like I told you before, just to let you know the next steps that, you know, in order for you to continue with this lawsuit. But I texted you on my direct line. I just want to see if you received it.
Yes,
Oh,
I did.
perfect. So that is my direct line,
Yes,
and
I
then
got it.
I'm perfect. And then I provided the attorney's information right there on that text as well. Alrighty, so that should be it. It was a pleasure talking to you. And have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You as
Take care.
well.
Thank you. You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.